Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
MB Financial Bank. MB means business, and MB sponsors Breakfast with a Blackhawk, where we take a listener question, could be you, and we give you an opportunity to get an autographed puck from your Chicago Blackhawks. And you can put it in your pants or put it anywhere you like. So thank you, MB Financial Bank. Great partners of the radio station. MB means business. And we'll pick a question coming up, and we will talk with Jamal Mayers in just a second. Have you seen Jamal do TV?
I have. He's excellent.
He's doing a great job.
Love watching him on TV.
NBC 5.
Easy on the eyes, too.
Good-looking dude, and also a generous guy. The folks from Rags of Honor were treated to a great bit of Hawks generosity, without getting too specific on it. They were just very kind. And Jamal was right there, right in the middle of it.
He's a great player, good analyst, love him. And again, he's easy on the eyes.
Yeah. So
I mean, and, generally speaking.
Yeah, you mentioned that you think he's really attractive. Yeah, a couple of times. Have you talked to Mark Doyle or friend Mark Doyle or any of the guys over at Rags since they went to their first Hawks game?
Mark's on tomorrow, mm-hmm. and I talk to Mark about every day and try to tell him it's going to be okay. But no, I have not talked to any of the guys after their first Hawks game.
Yeah,
I imagine it was very, very cool.
Yeah, so thank you, Hawks, for that. And yes, Mark Doyle is up to his neck running Rags of Honor, ragsofhonor.us. I'll tell you what, we're looking for Jamal, scheduled to appear at this point. And let's save the time with him, so we'll track him down here in just a second. That could be him right there, as a matter of fact. So we'll stall for just another second to get Jamal on. Just had a little confusion on a phone number there. And also coming up before 10 o'clock, Bill Nye, the science guy.
Oh, Dave Ennett's buddy.
Well, they went to school together. I don't know if they liked each other. I think Bill Nye may have been a bully.
No. Maybe Ennett was the bully.
So, and what is Bill Nye plugging? He's got a book out?
Yeah, a new book.
Do we have the book?
Nope.
Why do we keep having interviews where with authors where we don't have books?
I don't know, but if,
I can't not read the book unless I have the book here to not read.
I know. I talked to the public relations people yesterday about this.
Okay. All right. Cool. Jamal joins us. Good morning, Jamal. How are you?
I'm doing great.
We were just bragging about you on TV. I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Are you having fun with it?
Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, obviously, I'd rather be playing, but, talking about it is a lot easier, that's for sure.
Yeah, and occasionally, do you ask any of the guys that you're working with just to punch you in the face so it feels like a game?
No, I don't miss that, I'll tell you. I saw when Seabrook got a puck to the eye not too long ago, and I said to Pat that I really don't miss that, so...
It's Jamal Mayers on Breakfast with the Blackhawk. Nobody ever says to you as you're coming up in hockey, this is hockey, you got to walk it off. There's just an understood thing, right? If you're alive, you're probably going to be asked to play. You're going to be expected to play.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think it's ingrained in you. If it's above your waist, you can get yourself to the bench. And, it's just part of the culture of hockey, and you're right. I think that's just ingrained in you from a young age.
And what's the worst you ever got dinged up? Did you take a puck in a sensitive area?
Oh, yeah. I got a stick to the inner part of my eye, which was pretty scary. Right in the corner. I don't know how to describe it, but right in the corner.
No, I think you're doing a pretty good job. I think you're doing a pretty good job of describing it. And did you miss a couple of shifts?
Yeah, I missed about three shifts, but, picked me up. I was good to go.
Of course, the legendary story of the Blackhawks is Duncan Keith loses seven teeth, and he's out for less than half a period.
Yeah, that's remarkable, but I wouldn't expect anything less from Duncan.
You guys remember, though, that his dentist was skating behind him going, "Wait, I have your teeth!" So,
that's great.
All right, so Jamal, let's talk about this team. Corey Crawford seems to be struggling a bit. Obviously, it's great having Duncan Keith back. Defense seems to be getting it together. But just the other night, you get it tied up at three, and then, you know, it's 2 seconds later, or at least it feels like it, and it's a 6-3 loss. It's not something they can't recover from, but we know there's too much talent on this team to be hovering around 500.
No, it's right, and I think that that was, for the most part, they played pretty well. I think that Corey actually played really well, but it's kind of deflating for a team to let in a soft goal, and
right.
I think you certainly want, you know, I think it was the fourth goal back.
Right.
But those things happen, and for the most part, he's the guy that's kind of kept them in a lot of games, and that's what teams do. They rally behind their goalie, they rally behind each other, and they find a way to get it done, and that's what this team's going to have to do going forward. I mean, you don't have to tell Corey that he didn't play well. He certainly knows, and he's mentally tough enough, as he's proven last year in the playoffs, to be able to respond.
What do you make of the lack of offense this year?
I think they haven't had the continuity, and the lines haven't really gelled. Other than the Panarin line with Anisimov and Kane, they really haven't been able to find it. Other than that line and the fourth line, they really haven't found the first and third line, really haven't been able to click. So there's been some stick handling. Joel's trying to figure out what's going to work, and it's been a work in progress. And until they figure that out, it's going to be a struggle.
Is that the main reason for Taves not getting a lot of quality shots, or even Hossa?
Yeah, that's exactly why. I mean, it just goes to show you the absence of Saad and what he meant to that line. And, you know, it's going to take time. Hopefully Dano could fill that spot, but right now, you know, I foresee either Dano or Tara Vinen, when he's healthy, getting into that spot. And, you know, let the third line kind of sort itself out.
We're talking with Jamal Mayers. It's Breakfast with the Blackhawks. So when you are on a line, is there a generally accepted number of games that you have to skate together where you have a sense of where guys are going to be on the ice and you have that gel, that feel, or does it just change line to line?
Good question. Honestly, I would, as you get older, I would figure it out after one practice.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you get into your 30s, you kind of figure it out, okay, this is... Oh, let me tell you, when I was playing with, no offense, to Colton Orr, and I forget this other tough guy in Toronto, and in a span of 5 days, each of them came up to me, those are my wingers, and said, hey, just don't give me the puck in the neutral zone. And then I knew it wasn't going to work because neither of them wanted the puck.
Yeah, right. So where am I going to go with it? We're all going to chip and chase.
Exactly. So that was, you kind of figure that out as you go along. And, you know, I like playing with Marcus Kruger. He's a very talented, skillful, smart hockey player who is a lot tougher than people give him credit for, because toughness to me has nothing to do with fighting. He puts himself in tough situations, takes a hit to make a play, very smart defensively, but always makes the right play and can put you in a good position offensively. So he was a fun guy to play with.
We've got Breakfast with the Blackhawks. It's Jamal Mayers, and we have questions. Questions from listeners. Kev, how do people get their questions in?
They can go to WGNRadio.com and go to our contest page. There's a real easy form you can fill out, or just email us, stevecochranshow@WGNRadio.com.
Jamal, as you know, once you make the NHL, you play with guys from all over the world, people that grew up differently than people in North America grew up. So have you ever seen a player, maybe it's you, but have you ever seen a player that had kind of an interesting hobby when he wasn't playing hockey, you know, something other than the standard stuff, video games or whatever?
Great question. Wow, you got to prepare me for these. Rudy Poshek, he'd like to get into punch in the face contest. Look him up. Rudy Poshek, one of the toughest guys ever. He'd like to bake pies. And Rudy handed me an apple pie one day. And I'm like, thanks. He's like, oh, you're going to love this. I use these Granny Smith apples. Unbelievable. If you really like it, I got a blueberry recipe. You're going to love it. I'm like, this is the toughest man I've ever met in my life.
It's kind of hard to picture him in an apron in the kitchen.
and he likes to bake. What is going on?
That is tremendous. What a great story. That comes from Jen LaRue. And, Jen, we will get you an autographed Chicago Blackhawks hockey puck. And as the road trip continues, I know we'll talk again, Jamal. But, hey, aren't you doing a clothing line now, Mr. Well-Dressed?
Oh, yes, I am. It's coming out this winter. I'm relaunching. It's going to be called David Crew Clothing.
Okay.
And it's a homage to my son's name is Crew David. My name is Jamal David. And, yeah, I'm really excited about it. We're going to start with sport coats and shirts. Certainly we can make suits. That's what we do. But I'm really excited about getting this young generation wearing sport coats and the versatility that you can do with a sport coat. So,
and where's it going to be available? Do you know yet?
Yeah, this February. So
yeah, but where? Where would we get it?
Oh, it's going to be online.
Online, okay.
DavidCrewClothing.com. We have fashion experts that will walk you through the process and how to measure yourself. But everything you can do there is from the website. It's pretty exciting.
See, that's why Andrea keeps talking about how attractive Jamal is, because he's always well dressed.
I said. Okay, I got nothing.
He's always dressed great. So, you know, you're not going to see Jamal in sweatpants.
He's still on the air, and you're telling him what I said.
Oh, I didn't know he was listening.
I said he's easy on the eyes. All the ladies think so.
I think that's
and
true.
And some of the men.
At Jamal Mayers, at Jamal, M-A-Y-E-R-S, all over social media. Thanks, bud. I'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
See you later. What a great story. Thanks. What's the player you mentioned? Rudy Pocheck?
Something about Rudy. Yeah, I got to go back and get the last day, but a punching contest?
He liked to have punch-in-the-face contests, but then he also baked pies for the guys on the team.
Do you know there's a new game now, too, Pie in the Face? Have you seen that? We should get that for him. Uh-huh. Can you imagine them playing that in the dressing room?
Give it for Jamal. Say it's from Rudy.
Yeah.
Not the most hockey player of all time. Likes to punch people, have punching-in-the-face contests, but will also bake a pie for you.
Well, how about that guy? It's what Jamal said. He's sitting in the dressing room. He comes over. He goes, "Hey, you'll like this. I use the Granny Smith apples." I love that story. 9:23. All of that you just heard. Sponsored by MB Financial Bank. We're coming back after this on 720 WGN.